Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty, joins us now. Dr. Marty, good morning. Let's start with a question from a listener. Will you please ask Dr. Marty about this? I got my first shingles shot during COVID. It took me a year to get my second one. Was that gap too long? Should I get another round? A lot of people thinking about shingles shots these days.
Yeah, that's actually the Shingrix is an excellent vaccine. And the way it works is it's perfectly okay that she took that much longer to get the second dose. I mean, it's ideally should have been done sooner, but she still has plenty of memory B cells that when that second dose comes in, go back to follicular centers and refine their little radars called BCRs so that they're even better at targeting the virus, the herpes zoster virus, which is what Shingrix is about. And so she is going to increase her overall immunity. There's no data right now saying that that's one of the vaccines that would need to be redone because of that long interval. But there is also no harm in having a third dose if she or the particular speaker wants to do that.
How often are you supposed to get shingles shots? And you get when you get a shingles shot, there are two given, right?
That's right. There's two given, and that's it. And you're supposed to be good pretty much for the rest of your life from the Shingrix vaccines. We don't give it to children. We give it to adults. And the evidence right now shows that two shots is perfectly fine. Once you've had that, you're good to go.
Is there a particular age group where you see shingles more often?
Yeah, we start seeing, first of all, here's the problem. The shingles is the result of the exact same virus that when you first expose gives you chicken pox, right? And before there was a chicken pox vaccine, a large percentage, almost everybody, got chicken pox. And so you have that live virus sitting in as an episome in your dorsal root cells. These are sensory nerve soma, we call them. They're the heart of the sensory nerve that's sitting right near your spine. And when when you haven't been exposed to the virus for a long time from others, right? Mm-hmm. Your body says, well, I don't need these cells anymore. That thing's gone because the virus is hiding. So the body doesn't know to make increased immunity to it. And so if there's something that decreases your overall immune status, something in your nutrition, your health, your age, as we get older, we have immune senility, then you have the possibility of that virus coming down the exact fiber of that same dorsal root soma and causing shingles, which can be devastating and can have long-term effects, right? Not only is it excruciatingly painful, but you can have long-term neurologic problems because of that virus reappearing, right? So we give the Shingrix vaccine now because it's more effective than the previous vaccine that we used to use, and anyone who had the previous vaccine for shingles is recommended to go through and get the Shingrix because it is so much more effective so that we don't have these complications. And back in the days when there were no vaccines, children would get chickenpox so often that elderly individuals who had experienced chickenpox as kids were constantly re-exposing their immune system and rebuilding their immunity. Mm-hmm. But now that we've protected the children from the chickenpox, then we need to protect the elderly from shingles using a vaccine like Shingrix.
Did you say immune senility? Is that what you said? Immune
yes.
senility? Okay. Yes, yes. I hadn't heard that term before, but that makes sense. Our immune system isn't what it used to be. Before we let you go this morning, Dr. Marty, I want to ask you about something RFK Jr., the health secretary, said. He is demanding all new vaccines be tested against a placebo before they can win FDA approval. Now, this sounds reasonable. Is it?
Well, it's not if there's an existing treatment or an existing vaccine. So this mandate is very problematic because you're putting people with, into unnecessary risk exposure. And it actually violates the Declaration of Helsinki's ethical principles that participants shouldn't be denied proven effective interventions. Those principles have been around since 1964, and they've been updated as science has progressed and we know more, including, you know, that declaration was made when we only knew about Nazi atrocities, medical atrocities, and now everyone's aware of Unit 731, the Japanese atrocities, so we're very, very keen on trying to do things right. And that means that if there is an existing product, right, you need to test it not against placebo. You have to test it for whether or not it works better than the existing product. And that's what you test it against, not placebo. And that's really an important consideration. And I really do think it's people need to understand the importance of how we practice science in a way that is ethically correct. And using a placebo study when you should actually be doing equivalency studies is simply not scientific, not ethical, and not the right decision.
We'll be hearing a lot more about that debate, it sounds like, Dr. Eileen Marty. I feel my immune senility settling in, so we'll talk again next week. Thank you. Have a good day, Dr. Marty.